This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a saying about profligacy that I can't put my hands on right now. It's something about lighting $100 bills on fire just because you can. The idea here being senseless waste, of course, of money in particular. But it turns out burning money sometimes is not such a bad thing. From KPCC here in Los Angeles, Jed Kim explains.
We begin at the arcade, electronic garden of childhood delight, hell on a parent's wallet. And what game burns money like no other? The claw machine. I give it a go. I give it several goes.
What is the most likely? Football. Football. All right, football, you're mine. Failed again.
Can anyone actually win at this thing? Yes. His name is Richard Kimbo.
I'm not bragging, though.
Wait, how? What's your success rate?
Oh, it's like 50%.
His secret? His job. Kimbo works at a trash-to-energy plant near Los Angeles. 5 days a week, trucks back into the plant's warehouse and dump garbage into an enormous pit inside. From his glass booth high above, Kimbo operates an enormous claw that picks up about 5,000 pounds of garbage at a time.
The claw grabs the trash from the pit, feeds it into a hopper, which leads to a chute that goes into the furnace.
Matt Eaton is a division engineer with the LA County Sanitation District. He says the waste burned creates steam, which spins turbines, which provide enough electricity for about 20,000 homes. Eaton says the facility is a great alternative to dumping in a landfill, especially for things that can't be recycled.
If you push down, it will go down.
So, because of his job, Kimbo isn't burning money when he works the claw. Unless you mean literally, in which case he's totally burning money. That's because starting a few years back, part of the garbage burned here has included actual money sent from the Federal Reserve. Deborah Y. is with the Fed.
One of the primary responsibilities for the Federal Reserve is to ensure that there is adequate currency in circulation.
That means keeping counterfeit or old torn bills out of our wallets. Y. takes us down to the sorting floor. Employees push carts holding stacked bundles of cash. Carts can hold 400 bundles. Each bundle has 1,000 bills.
So if it's a dollar note, that's about $400,000. If it's a $100 note, it's about $40 million.
In one cart, through the bars of the Reserve's vault, you can see rows upon rows of shelves stacked with cash-laden carts. Last year, the L.A. branch received 3.1 billion notes. Every single one has to be sorted by giant, intricate machines. Nationwide, about 5,000 tons of money get shredded each year. That shredded money used to go to landfills. Then, in 2011, the Fed formalized a recycling program. The amount of recycled money has gone from 30% to more than 90%. About a third of the shredded cash goes towards making electricity. The plant where Kimbo and Eaton work gets all of LA's bills. And on the days the shredded Benjamins and Hamiltons do arrive, it's no big deal, says Matt Eaton.
It's treated like any other source of waste. People don't come out running when we see the currency. If it wasn't shredded, maybe, but because it's shredded, no, it's like any other waste.
Eaton says the amount of energy the money produces in L.A. is enough to power 100 homes. Or one stubborn claw machine for long after all my quarters are gone.
Oh, come on, come on, come on. Nothing. That thing didn't even budge.
I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.